This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The fancy new buildings go up in our cities, but where do the lower income people live? Well, Philadelphia's city council is expected to vote this week on one approach to that city's affordable housing problem, a 1% tax on all new construction. Marketplace's Erica Barris has more.
Philadelphia has one of the highest poverty rates in the country. But look at the skyline. It's full of cranes. A tax on all that new construction could raise as much as $20 million a year. Councilmember Maria Quiñones Sanchez says the city needs to prioritize its housing initiatives.
We owe it to those long-term residents to create the same robust programming we've done for new residents, millennials, and others moving back into the city.
But the plan is controversial. Building trade union members are busy, and they are part of the opposition to the tax. Ironworker Kevin Boyle says this tax could slow down construction, and the plan is not clear.
It's going into a housing trust, but who's going to be in charge of it? Who's going to be saying who gets it and what do they get?
Then there's the matter of courting Amazon. Philadelphia is a finalist to land the company's second headquarters. One thing Amazon's looking for, a spectrum of housing options for their entire workforce. So the building tax could be a plus and a national model. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.